Oh, you're recording? Eat shit and die.
You know me as Devin. Al-Qaeda knows me as Trouble.
Two Shots In Podcast.
This week on Two Shots In Podcast, we have a real American gladiator of the times. You know, a real Kurt Russell of the football field, if you will. Mr. Cesar Ruiz. He is a member of the NFL and he plays for the New Orleans Saints. Got him. Love that. Straight out of New Orleans. We were lucky enough to catch him shooting in the range, and we pulled him into the podcast studio. Mr. Ruiz was born in 1999, which makes me feel super old. He's 22. Jesus Christ. He's a massive human being, coming in at 6'4", 315 pounds. He plays guard for the New Orleans Saints. He played college football at Michigan and was drafted by the Saints in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. Mr. Cesar Ruiz. Two Shots In Podcast, me, Devin, Ginger, Frank, we're here with Cesar. We already did your pre-intro a little bit. It gives me a little bit of time to just talk about you without getting interrupted too much. But so if we're filming this, what did it say, the 1st of November?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
God damn, beat them Bucks, huh? What is that? That was wild. That was a wild game.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. A lot of, it just, like, things kept changing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll score, they'll score. You know, unfortunately, we had Jameis go out. So it was a lot of moving parts that went into that game.
Can you talk about that at all?
Man, when Jameis went out.
His leg looked fucked up.
Yeah, man. It was, you know, in the game, I saw he just fell awkwardly, and I saw him not get up. And he tried to get up. He got up, started walking, and, you know, he was trying to walk. I'm like, I don't think he should be walking over there regardless because he's limping. And then, you know, they brought him off the field, and I was like, damn. It's just, you hate to see that, you know what I'm saying? Not only, especially just for your teammate, you know, your quarterback, but especially just for a guy like Jameis, though. Like, you'd hate to see that.
So, Cesar, for those that don't know, I don't know why any New Orleans Saint. How you like this, too? This cost me six.
What's that?
50-something bucks.
Is that a onesie?
This might be. No,
it's so
no, it's
soft.
Double. But this bitch might be a cashmere.
He's
feeling good.
He's going to be like this
good.
In a minute.
I know. I can't watch it, though. This is a large, if you can believe it. I'm glad I didn't buy that medium. I'd be looking up in here. Oh, swords are fucked up.
Pajamas.
I'm feeling comfortable, man.
I like it.
I'm pumped that we got you in
here. I wish
I had
some of these pants on.
So when did you realize that you were in the NFL? Was there one play where you were like... So for those that don't know, again, like we just said, offensive line... you bounce back from center to guard, or pretty much just guard?
Yeah, pretty much just guard. My first time playing center, you know, in a live, you know, live game was this year.
Uh-huh. How was that?
It was good. You know what I'm saying? You know, I played center my whole life, so.
Right, in Michigan, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's going back to it, I was like, man, it's fun, man. It's like I just like.
That's your position, huh?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, I was, when I had to go back, I was like, I wonder, like, what can I still do? And it was like, you know, basically the same thing I was doing in college.
Is it?
Like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Basically. Now, is there a moment, though, when you're in the league? Because I know, you get signed. You were pretty high up there when you got signed 2 years ago. Is there a moment when you're like, fuck, this is, I'm in the league now. I just got hit.
Let me think.
Like, I remember to talk, well, I don't know if I can tell who it was, but I remember talking to somebody who's high in the organization of the Saints, and he was like, yeah, I got hit once, and I was like, this is a different, I'm in a different arena now.
Yeah, I mean, it was I've had a couple moments like that where I was like, all right, these guys are, all right, my first rep against Big O, David Onyemata. So my first time going against, I think it was like the first day. And I always knew, I was like, he looks like, I'm like, oh yeah, he looks like he the real deal. But so I go out to practice and, you know, I'm blogging. I'm like, oh shit.
Uh-oh.
Strong as hell. Strong as hell. I was like, all right. And then, you know, I go in the game reps. I'm like, shit, You motherfucker strong.
It's getting stronger.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, all right, bet. So that's basically what I was like in the league. I was like, oh, all right, yeah, these guys are the, you know, it's not just, you know, college guys. I'm just going to push you around all day long. It's like, hey, we're going to work for
this.
It's
a big jump.
I wouldn't call it like a big jump, but it definitely is a difference. You know, at the same time, you're just playing football, but, you know, really, it's just like it.
I mean, I watch every now and then. I go, you know, I'm Googling moon landing conspiracy, and you end up watching, you know, you end up watching Barry Sanders highlights or some shit, and you know, these fuckers get hit.
Nah, yeah, especially back then too. The rules was way more lenient, so they, you know,
helmet to helmet. Three dudes just run up on you with their helmets down and try to knock your brains out of your ears.
Yep,
you think the rule changes are better now?
Yeah, it's definitely better for our safety. Uh-huh. You know, just it's a lot of stuff that, you know.
Yeah, the equipment's changed today. And everything now. So
yeah, I mean, I'm saying football is a dangerous sport to begin with.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, the way they was playing back then, you know, the research and all that stuff, you know, it's like, hey, let's just try to. It's not a safe sport at all. Hey, let's just try to like make it safer. You know what I'm saying?
Think about way back when they just had those leather
helmets
on. No pads.
No, they didn't give a shit. They were like beasts.
So what was it like the first time you walked out into the dome with a crowd?
You know, it's crazy.
Corona is.
Did you cry? I would have cried.
I just had that experience yesterday.
Your first game was probably without fans.
Yeah, I just had that. Coming out of tunnel with the fans, because last year we didn't have no fans,
right.
You know, we just run out the tunnel, didn't
that
really
sucks,
hear
though,
nothing.
Huh?
But oh yeah, it was weird.
Is it fake people like cardboard people?
No, it's just
like
it's just empty.
They tried that with basketball, and that was
baseball
some weird
too.
Bullshit.
That was some weird shit.
And the people could pay to have their face on the fake people.
So when you walk out, it was just like.
Oh yeah,
cause overwhelming.
Because we did the offensive introduction, so you know they call the player, you run out. So, you know my name's next, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I forgot what they said. It said, you know, starting at guard, Cesar Ruiz, and then you know they opened the little shade, and I ran out. Got the smoke going up, the fans screaming. I'm like, damn.
This is it.
That's crazy to think about that. You've been in the league. This is your second year, and that's your first time playing with fans.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Crazy, too.
I'll
never forget that. That moment
that I
had
in front of fans for 2 or 3 years. For 2 years at least.
Well, and they say the dome makes a big difference as far as the crowd participation against the other team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it pumps you up.
Can't hear the plays being called. It's crazy.
But on that, when PJ caught that interception yesterday. What that stadium was crazy.
I got chills.
I never heard nothing. I was like, damn. It's just, you get so much energy from the fans that, you know, it gives you energy, you know what I'm saying?
I
so,
love it.
So it's a big, that 13th man is a big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big?
Yeah.
Like big?
I love it.
like if you were playing
really,
anywhere
really
else, do you think y'all would have played as well?
Like if we weren't playing the dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the fans just brought so much energy. You know what I'm saying? Everything
and
else.
And it was Halloween.
Yeah, I mean.
Everybody was pumped.
Fucking yeah, man. I mean, it was just.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first game for a lot of those fans, too.
I
back
know.
From, God, from being
I
empty.
Bet they sold so much alcohol. People were white girl wasted. Fucking stupid. I saw two dudes with Joker masks, you know, getting wild. People getting wild in that motherfucker, too. Oof. I wish I could. I missed the last. The best part was the last part. I have a little 2-year-old. So I had to do the trick-or-treating, you know, thing.
Daddy thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daddy participation.
That was wonderful. But we got the alerts on the phones in our neighborhood. I guess they buy large quantities of fireworks. So it screws me up because the phone's got a delay, you know. So I hear fireworks exploding, and I'm waiting for, you know, to see what the hell just happened. That's a bunch of bullshit that lasts 2 or 3 minutes. We couldn't finish watching the game. We had to go trick-or-treating. But, yeah, the last three or four minutes is what I missed. But we rewatched it again when I got home. But, man, is that something you put on your wall? Like Tom Brady, 10, you know, 31 or 30. What was it yesterday? 31?
10-31.
10-31. 10-31, Tom Brady. you know, suck a fat one. Something like that. Or do you go out there and get them to, like, sign your thing and trade stuff? Because I heard that happens, too. Or people like, Halloween, son. Get the fuck out of here. Divisional shit.
Yeah, normally in situations like that, you know, every week, the next week, every time we have a game, I never really think of, like, who to start. I mean,
God, that's all I'd be thinking about.
It's obvious that, you know, you're going to play the Bucks and Tom Brady, but you're not going to let that, you know, sit in your mind all day. Hey, next week you're going to play the Bucks, and you got to do what you got to do to win.
Yeah, right. It seems more professional now than it did back in the day when they would, like, put, like, before Bounty Gate and all that kind of stuff. When they'd say crippled motherfucker, you know, like
the last football game I played was in like ninth grade. We were spitting on each other and trying to kick each other in the nuts.
Oh, we used to play in fields, full tackle.
Oh yeah,
busting people into chain link fences.
We were so stupid when I was growing up.
You can't do that no more.
I can't believe you were born in 1999, and you're so much bigger than
1999. That's when my daughter was born, December 21st.
Oh. He's nine years younger than I am. I feel like such a bitch.
that's how I feel all the time.
Come across the table and then that's it. I'm done.
Only nine years.
Uh-huh. Jesus. So did your family know? Like, did you know you were going to the league in Michigan?
So it was like my first year, I didn't start. It was sort of like, literally like my freshman year of college was so similar to my freshman year in the league. My rookie year in the league. My freshman year in college, I came in. I was competing to start. I get hurt in camp. Oh. Miss a bunch of weeks, come back. And, you know, now I'm just, hey, next guy up. Then I go in and play guard my freshman year. Same exact thing happened my rookie year in the league. And then my sophomore year, I'm playing center. I'm like, all right. You know, it's my first, you know, I'm starting center my first time. I'm like, all right, you know. I think I'm pretty good at this. And then my next year, I'm like, man, I just got to go dominate people, bro. It's the third year. I want to get out of college. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm tired of going to class. I got to do everything I can to make sure that, hey, if I want to leave this year, I'm in a good space.
But don't you get more money if you stay another year?
Nah.
No.
It all depends on where you get drafted.
Yeah. Did you know you were going to go pretty high? I mean, you got drafted in the first round with 23rd pick in the first?
Yeah, 12.
That's pretty high.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a 24th pick. And, I mean, really, like, when I came out, I didn't really know, like, hey, where was I going to get drafted?
Nobody called you?
I mean, like, you know, when you come out, you know, when you put your grade in, you know, when you're trying to leave early, you put your grade in and you get a grade from, like, different scouts, like, hey, 4th, 5th round, you know, 6th, 7th round, you know, undrafted, you'll get some grades. And my grade was a wide variety until they told me, like, hey, like, it's like you get from, like, four different, like, they take from, like, four different teams. Like, hey, someone gave you a 2nd, 3rd round grade, and someone gave you, you know, 4th, 5th round. They told me.
Did they give you their phone number?
No.
Oh, see, it's just like this. Phone. I got to call them naked in the bathroom, sending them a dick pic. Like, hey, 4th and 5th round. 4th and 5th round, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and you know you get those grades, and for me, you know, those are my grades, and I heard was 2nd round. I was like, all right, shouldn't have told me that. Like, I was like, all right, I'm gonna bet on myself, man. I said, because, you know, I'm underclassmen at the same time too, so, you know, a lot of my film isn't out there, a lot of people didn't see it, so I was like, hey, I'm gonna bet on myself, I'm gonna go. I just, whatever happens.
What kind of sweat is that, waiting for your name to be?
But that's good, though. Everything I hear out of his mouth motivates him to do better. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, draft day, that, man, I couldn't sell it because I knew, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be a top 5 pick. I know that for a fact. So I'm going to go play Madden or something draft night. You know what I'm saying? I got the whole setup in the living room, cameras everywhere. Everything's all set up. And I'm just like, everybody's downstairs. My whole family's downstairs, and I'm upstairs playing Madden with my little cousin. So I'm upstairs playing Madden with my little brother, and I'm like, bro, we're just going to play Madden until they get to, like, pick 18. I know I should be going somewhere around there, hopefully. So, and I get down there, and I'm like, man. I got there, pick 18, I got picked 24. It felt like 10 hours
I
was down there.
Oh, God, really?
It felt like, it was really like 45 minutes, but it felt like forever, you know what I'm saying? And I started to get so, like, so fed up with waiting, I told everybody in my house, I was like, look, It's on the Saints pick. The Saints are on the clock right now. Literally, as the Saints are on the clock, I told everybody in my house, I said, look, we might be coming back tomorrow. All right, so.
Where were you living at the time?
New Jersey.
Jersey.
So I told everybody, I was like, look, we might be coming back tomorrow, but this should be done early tomorrow. We're not going to be here this long. It should be done early tomorrow. And the Saints are on the clock as that happens. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, can they hurry up and pick so I can get this night over, man? That's the last team I think I'm going to is the Saints. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, can y'all hurry up and pick somebody, man, so I can get off this couch, man. You know what I'm
saying? Right, Madden's paused upstairs at this time. Your cousin's probably like,
Madden's paused. My siblings asleep on the couch.
Everybody's got.
And then I'm just sitting there. My arms sitting on my phone sitting right here. My arms on the couch. I'm just sitting looking at the TV. I'm like, come on, man, pick somebody, bro. We trying to get this rolling. My phone started ringing. Area code New Orleans, Louisiana. I said, what? I didn't say a word to anybody. I answered the phone. I said, hello? And then the rest is history. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all saw me crying when I got pregnant. I don't remember anything that was said on that phone call.
I wish I knew your phone number and called you first.
Now, I haven't to love my friends.
What the heck, Devin? Hey, what are you doing? What's your screen name on Madden? Well, hopefully you would have had call waiting. Hey, get the fuck off the phone. Sean Payton's calling me. I ain't got time for you in Madden. I'm trying to go first round.
That's awesome, though.
They try to call and get a busy signal.
Who is you on the phone with? And it's me.
That's awesome, though, man.
That's great.
God, the Bucks, Tom Brady.
So when you're sitting there and you're waiting, you know, do you have these teams that you're hoping, please let me get on this team? I mean, I know you do. I'm not going to ask you who they were because I don't want to put you in that position.
California. What are you, nuts? California's what everybody wants, right? Beach house. Nothing but bitches out there.
Me personally, I was like, I don't care, bro. I just want to go.
You were ready.
You know what I'm like, I just want to go.
Yeah, it was that next level.
Once
you were
you're
ready.
In.
Yeah, I was like.
Negotiate because, after.
Yeah. Because for me, it didn't really matter where I lived at. You know, I don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I come here. I start hanging out with y'all now. I come here.
And we love it. We love you.
I don't do nothing.
Well, that was going to be my next thing. So are you always afraid, man, where am I going to have to move next? Does it bother you? Is your whole family with you? Like siblings, parents, you know?
Yeah, my mom is in New Jersey. You know, my family's in New Jersey. I'm the only one down here. You know, I never really think about moving. Never really think about where my next home is going to be. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm here for as long as I can be here.
That's good.
You know? You focus on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. We're glad you're here.
I love this city.
What got you into shooting?
Literally, I was playing Call of Duty. Like I tell you all the time.
He's like, I was just playing that.
Yeah,
I was figuring New Orleans got you into shooting.
Nah.
That place is a rough city.
It's rough.
We came from New Jersey.
Yeah,
New Jersey too.
That's true. So I ride past, you know, the store. The store.
Going to train,
time.
Huh?
Every time going to practice, day, I just look at it. I'm like, I wonder what that is. So I paid it no mind. So like 3 weeks ago, I'm at home on a game. I'm like, you know, I think I should get a gun. But most importantly, I want to go shoot a gun again. I haven't shot a gun in like 3 years. So come here and, you know, obviously I don't know what's going on with a gun. I don't know how to, I don't know how to take it apart. I don't know what these certain words is, the tat, all this stuff y'all telling me. I don't know what this stuff is, man. So.
Yeah, but you're getting better.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you come in here, I can tell, like, you get more into the lingo.
Oh, you did great.
You know
today.
What's going on.
Oh, yeah. You saw him. I tore that target up with the MP5.
We're proud of you. We're proud.
He literally said, you know, I just got done playing Call of Duty before I got here. I want to shoot that. You know, when I asked him, I said, you okay shooting an MP5? He's like, oh, yeah, I just got done shooting.
That's one of my favorite guns ever made, that SD, that suppressed MP5.
Yeah.
That thing's no joke.
And he did really good. He shot 4 mags.
Before you know it, you'll need another house for the guns.
Yes.
You married?
No, I'm just a single young man turning to New Orleans, man.
Just see that AR right there?
Yeah.
That's for somebody that I'll tell you after that you'll know that was made for.
What if I told you I already know?
Oh, okay. Does he happen to be a commentator on a local news or a commentator on a.
Is he one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I've been. I text him a lot. I text him to try to get him on here, but he wasn't having that. It's weird though how some people like Jimmy Graham would have been down to do this. He was in here all the time,
really
taking pictures, posts, and it seems like some people get shut down early with that shit.
Yeah,
why is that?
I don't know.
It seems like the people that get like that, the 10 biggest names.
That was even before
names.
Cancel culture and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
crap.
That was way before that.
Yep.
It seems like there's a handful of people that get dragged into the limelight of like the news, and then they just get shut down with everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure how that, you know, why that happens or stuff like that. Really.
It seems like that would suck though.
Yeah.
You know, having that much limelight on you. I mean, I'm sure you get recognized a lot of places you go, but being, you know, the company man that can't, you know, do anything, that would probably suck.
Yeah.
You know, now he's got, now he's on TV talking about other football teams. Did he say anything about the win, the Bucks win?
I don't know. Believe it or not, I don't watch TV.
I don't watch.
We don't
it's probably
either.
Good. That you don't watch TV.
Sucks the world.
No, I don't watch TV.
Crushes your insides watching TV.
Yeah,
I agree. We don't either.
Maybe a movie here and there, but
so what's the deal? If you want to go watch your Saints game, you have to have vaccinated.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Or they test you.
What's the rule? It's some. You gotta have a vaccine. Show your vaccination card. You gotta have like a negative COVID test within like the first, like within 3 days or something. I think. Or
yeah,
two
72
days.
Hours or something like that. Yeah.
Did you caught COVID? Did you ever have it?
Oh, you're lucky.
I'm just lucky, man. I'm like, hey, I'm good.
Well, you could have even been like, oh, yeah, I caught it, but I never even realized it. You know, who knows?
That's
we've had a couple people
way.
That have gotten it, and like I when I got it, it was nothing. I literally had a 99 fever for 2 days, and that was it. Nothing.
That was it.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital for 2 days.
She was completely out.
I was dead. Like, I prayed, God, please don't let my kid find me dead in the sofa in the morning.
Yeah, I had 2 days where it was rough, where my oxygen levels went really low. And I called the owner of the store's wife because she's a nurse. And I was like, I feel really bad. I bought this piece of shit from Walgreens that tests my oxygen level. It tells me when I'm going to die. When should I go to the hospital? And she's like, if it gets below like 95, and it was at like 84.
I'm there.
Like, this motherfucker says 84. I don't know if it needs batteries or not. She's like, you need to go to the hospital. I did, and I watched Pirates of the Caribbean. It seems to be just as good of a vaccine. And then the next day is when I was feeling better. But for about 2 days, yeah, it screwed me up. It's such a weird virus. When it hits some people some ways, you might even had it not even knowing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
Well, and you're in the, you know, the younger percentage. So
yeah.
You're
working out so
you.
Much, you just sweat that stuff out and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a guy on. The last guy was a movie star wrestler guy. He was in a bunch of movies like Logan and stuff, and he's just one of those human beings that has that same kind of DNA like you got, like that old warrior, huge. What are you, like 6'8"? 300 pounds or something crazy like that.
I'm not even close to 6'8". I wish
you're
I was
a big
6'8".
Boy.
Yeah,
but anyway, those people, I think
he'd have got a phone call a lot sooner.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think you're at a really good once you get over that 6'4", 6'5", I think you get hurt a lot. I don't think
doesn't it slow them down when they're bigger like that. I mean,
I don't know,
you seem to play pretty good.
There's a lot of people that's like Teron Armstead. Teron's 6'5", and he like one of the fastest people on the team. I mean, he 320 pounds.
God,
Teron, like,
that's awesome.
Can you think about that?
Now, you don't have to mention any names, but is there anybody that you were like, oh, I got this, and they put you on your ass? Unexpectedly? No.
I never really looked at anybody ever that I lined up against in the league and was like, all right, this should be easy. Because, you know, it's people are in the NFL for a reason.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? College, you like, oh, the backups come in. It's like, oh, these guys, you know?
NFL, like, hey, I love it.
Hey, look, the people they sub out in the NFL, is, hey, everybody's good at something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, what is he good at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's never really like, I'm never looking at anybody like, hey, look, this is about to be an easy one.
You don't underestimate anybody. Yeah.
Hell no.
That's good.
Who's your favorite player that ever played?
Ooh. Damn. Do I have a favorite player? Nah.
I'm trying to think of when. I'm trying to think of who was playing when you were watching football as a teenager.
Crickets.
Big crickets. Deion Sanders was gone.
I was a teenager 4 years ago.
No, no. It wasn't that long ago, buddy. Yeah, no, it wasn't that long ago.
Most of the people you're playing with, probably. Deion Sanders was long gone.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks. Who's the Drew? Peyton?
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Like the people I grew up watching was like, I watched like Ray Lewis, Larry Fitzgerald.
God, Ray Lewis is a good one.
You know, Brian Dawkins, McNabb.
Fuck that.
Mike Vick.
I wouldn't have to.
Who do you play on Madden?
Who do I use on Madden? Oh, it's different. On Madden, man, I like to use the Ravens because like Lamar Jackson like a cheat code name. Yeah,
like a cheat code. Lamar Jackson's a beast.
Yeah, you can't tackle him. He's faster than everybody on the defense in the game. It's like, hey, you lose like in my house if we play Madden and you get the Ravens, you can't use him. You it's like a cheat code, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't realize until I was watching, knowing that you were coming today, I was watching all the highlights. It was like the day of the backup quarterback yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw something like that on Instagram.
All three backup quarterbacks that came in ended up winning.
Yeah.
And did you watch the Sunday night game, Dallas and...
No.
Because the Dallas game was good, too, and he that was a backup quarterback that ended up.
There's a game on tonight, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was playing.
No. Yeah. So what do y'all do after you leave the game?
Well, Sunday night.
Let's say when you're out of town, you leave the game. Do y'all go straight to the plane and come home? Or y'all stay overnight in a room, get some rest, and then come home?
It depends how far the game is. I mean, we went to Seattle. We stayed for another night because of the, you know, how the sleep works, our sleep schedules and stuff like that. So we stayed for another day, flew back. But if we're playing like, you know, anywhere like in our area or anywhere that's not too far, we'll fly back the same night. Yeah. But if it's a home game, you know, play the game, I get in my car, go home.
In your own bed.
Do they regulate any of that with y'all? Like, are they calling you at 9 o'clock? Get your ass in bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I see you're logged into Madden. <didn't I? laughs>
Nah, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that.
Your cousin called. You're still playing. It's 1 a.m.
I see your little brother's on there. That means you're on there. Mm-hmm.
And the good thing after, especially after a home game, you know, you don't really have nothing to do. You don't have nothing to do really the next day. You know, you go home, and after games, it's hard to sleep. You know, adrenaline still rushing.
Oh,
you got,
yeah.
You know, all the
jacked up,
all the hydration stuff. You still got all the Gatorade.
Yeah,
it's still flowing. You know, so you're up.
Right.
So what I do is, you probably guess, I play Call of Duty like 2 minutes. They call dude, so I'm like, all right, my eyes is all right. It's time
Wait till we start getting into stuff where you have the same optics and the same gun, mm-hmm. that, you know, oh, as yeah. Call of Duty. You can see all that.
Yeah, we need to build you some stuff.
Yeah,
you got to give us the green light to put you on some next level stuff. Another guy comes in who's high up, real high up. He comes in pretty often, and he buys all sorts of stuff. I haven't seen him lately though.
That's the one we help carry all the bags to the car.
Yeah. Yeah. He runs the ball often for our team. But what do you think of Ingram coming back?
Oh, yeah. I never.
That was cool, too.
I never met Mark, right? So I'm hearing, you know, a bunch of, you know, Mark, everybody loved Mark. Everybody, when Mark was here, Mark, he got drafted here. Everybody loved Mark. Everybody in the locker room that played with him, everybody loves him. So I'm hearing, I always hear stories about him, right? And I meet him, I'm like, damn. Cool as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's just how everybody said, like, cool as hell. And then, like, immediately when he came into it, it just bought the energy. Like, he never left. Like, he's always been there. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know what I'm saying? I love this.
Cool. Yeah, I really like seeing Mark Ingram back. I got some weird texts, too. It didn't come, like, on a news, you know, an Apple News Flash or something with ESPN. Somebody was like, yeah, Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara now double teaming. Which is fucking awesome that we signed him and now he's back. Did they sign him for a 1 year or 2 years or 10 years or what?
Shoot, I don't even know. I just know he's here.
Probably 1 year. Probably one or two.
I don't really know how to, like, when we get somebody new, I don't never know anything other than
they're here now.
They're playing, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything other than that.
And that's probably how y'all have to take it moment to moment, game to game, because it does change so much, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Have you ever hurt any of your own teammates because you were too jacked up?
Nah. I'm normally more chill, like, you know, during the games and stuff, like, you know, in a locker room. You know, I'm never really banging my head against the wall, you know, looking in the mirror, screaming at myself. I ain't doing nothing crazy.
And we were talking about that with you the other day. I said, he's just like a big teddy bear. Probably till you hit that field.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not getting on that field. I like to remember what I did in first grade.
Yeah, it's like a switch that flips for me when I get on the field. You know, off the field, like I said, I'm just chill, quiet, you know, cool guy. When it's time to get on the field, it's like, all right, switch flips. That just lets me know, like, hey, it's time to go play.
New person.
What I was talking to him about on the range is handing him the MP5, and I'm like, doesn't have a whole lot of recoil, but, you know, when you get on it, it's probably not going to move, you know, because he's a big guy. That thing was straight as an arrow. Didn't move at all.
Just like a controller.
He got to take his hearing protection off because, you know, everything's suppressed. Got to experience what it was like.
Where do you buy suits from?
I don't really wear suits.
I love that answer.
I have suits, right? I have a guy that makes me suits, but I have like 4 suits. I rarely ever wear suits. Last time I wore a suit, I went to one of my teammates got married.
God, I bet there's a lot of fabric. That poor Asian lady who's sewing those suits together is probably thinking she's making a duvet cover or something. That's a lot of fabric.
Oh yeah.
What kind of suit? What's your suit color?
Man, I don't know.
Really, dark blue?
Nah, I don't like the plain suits. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna wear a black suit or like just a gray suit or burgundy. So I like to have like designs on my suits and stuff like that.
Gotta be flashy.
Like I have like a blue plaid suit, but not like
bow tie or
like his guns in Call of Duty. He said he likes some flashy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But not, you know what I'm saying, flashy, but not like, oh, like loud.
Not tacky. Like, not tacky.
You're not pimping it out.
She says classy, not trashy. That's her favorite saying.
No bow tie?
Nah, no bow tie.
I picked it for maybe a bow tie. I rock a bow tie every day. I don't know. I mean, I'm wearing fucking cashmere right now.
Cashmere.
Take a look at that.
Oh my god.
Cashmere.
Look, he's not gonna stop. He's like,
I thought this was like $12, and when I get up at the academy, it was like $60. I was like, God damn, this thing better be fucking some rare animal. It's illegal chinchilla to hunt nowadays. That's right.
Got some chinchilla.
I'm probably gonna wash it, and it's gonna fall to pieces. But oh well, work good here. This is for the view. I should have cut the nipples out. What was the first gun you bought?
I showed y'all. It's a Glock. I know it's a Glock.
Glock 40.
Good
44.
Man. Good man. Got to get a Glock first. Yeah. There's a lot of haters out there.
Well, and he's new to the thing, you know, to having them. So he's starting off smart. He's not buying like the biggest gun possible.
We're not gonna let you stray away from being smart from that. So we're gonna keep you right.
You gonna get a permit next?
Yes.
City down there.
Yeah.
You park in a special, I guess you park in a special spot, and where people look at your cars and stuff. Or do they take you, like, do you go over there and they drive you to the game? Like,
oh no, and we park in the stadium, but like I think we have like the players, we have our own little, like, you know, our own little area where all the players park.
Inside
like,
the dome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, how about when y'all come back? Even during the coronavirus deal, did y'all still have people at the airport, still have people meeting y'all, you know, after the games?
Like families?
Like
and stuff?
Crowds and stuff?
Nah, because there wasn't nobody really out there. It'd be fans, like, so after we win, we'll come and we fly back from a game. There's fans, like, with signs.
Yeah.
Just before we get on the freeway. So it's fans always out there.
So not, like, in the airport waiting for y'all to come.
Oh, no, because we don't go through, like, the airport.
No,
we
have their own plane. Mm-hmm.
They used to go through the airport, didn't they?
Back when before the newer, well, I mean, they always parked their jet way over on the other side. Same thing with the Pelicans, same thing, you know, they're on the other side of the tarmac, on the other, you know, the other side of the runway.
Is there an underground tunnel in the dome that leads to the Ala Dien or something?
Secrets.
Not that I know of.
No?
I bet
there is.
Yeah, there's got to be one that leads to the window
or something.
There
definitely is.
In case y'all really whip ass. And that other team, you know, shit gets wild. And they gotta,
you know, shuffle them out of there.
Crazy city. They got to get that other team out without some heads getting cracked. You know, they might have
heads
to,
are rolling. No, no, no. This ain't San Francisco. Bodies are dropping.
That'd be the first thing. I'd have to say, you know, I don't feel good. I'm going to the train, or I'd have to look for that secret door.
Where's the secret tunnel? I want it now.
I bet there's one.
There is.
I bet there's one.
Oh, they've been coming down pretty hard on the fans lately, too, with the, like, throwing water bottles at people and all that kind of crap. Not many people want to get banned for life from a game anymore, anyway.
But, I mean, if there's a mass exodus onto the field, you know. last night, it could have got wild.
From the dome.
People get wild. Actually, they'll never have a mass exodus like that because when NOPD brings those horses out, you don't know if you've ever seen that. The NOPD will ride horses out into the field and stop people from jumping over and brushing and stuff like that for like really big events.
Then you gotta pick up the shit.
That's like what they do at the parades.
Yeah.
Like when I was really young, and I'm 50, by the way. So, that was one of the things my dad used to always tell us is if you go downtown, stay away from the fucking horses. Because the NOPD didn't give a shit, and they would plow right through. There's even an episode of Cops where they showed him during Mardi Gras, and they just had this guy by the shirt, two cops on horseback, dragging him down Bourbon Street on horses. That's one thing we were always told to stay away from. So, yeah, if they put those out on the field,
those
horses are not afraid of shit.
Yeah, they use their butts to crush it, too. Yeah, they're smart. They'll bite you.
Oh, I'm sure they train them.
They train them.
I was scrolling through YouTube and I found some kid got kicked in the head by some horse, and I didn't see the aftermath, but man, those horse kicks to the head, they're very unpleasant.
I've seen it a lot. I grew up in a barn.
That's when the people that know you, after you get out of surgery, they don't recognize you anymore.
When
I was in the military, you got people with like permanent dents in their forehead or something. You're like, how'd you get that? Horse. God damn. So for this one guy I know, he flew in this H-46, which is the one with the two blades, and something happened with the gears, and one of the blades came through the fuselage and hit him in the head, and he had this big dip in the middle of his head from where the blade had hit and cracked his skull open.
Jesus. You think the rules of football are going to keep getting more progressive to where...
I mean, I think the technology keeps changing to even help them out. The helmets are totally different now. All the technology that goes in those helmets is crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to keep advancing that. I mean, I'm surprised they don't actually have sensors inside everybody's pads and helmets to know exactly how hard they get hit.
So
I think that would be great on the television to be like, oh, he just got hit with the force of a Mack truck.
So how is that taken care of? Y'all leave everything there. They take care of everything for you. They wash everything. They pack it for you. It's just on the plane there in your wherever when you get there. And oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I want someone to get my uniform ready for work.
Equipment handlers and all that, right?
Yeah.
That's
our
awesome.
Equipment team is amazing. Yeah.
There's a lady that comes over to the house every now and then, but I think she steals my shit. She doesn't already wash it. She comes up missing my phone chargers and shit.
NFL's a big business.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, none of my shit's where I left it. It's all scrambled up.
That's why, like, I always wondered, like,
iPhone cables missing, and there's old boxes that are always hard to find. I don't have any of them left. They're going
somewhere. Apple boxes are expensive, too.
I always wondered about the helmets. Like, how often do they recover those helmets?
Oh, probably constantly.
Oh, yeah. The helmets are cleaned up a lot.
Yeah, because you never see nicks or cuts or scrapes from the previous game on the next game.
The other helmets,
they look brand new every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they clean the helmets up really good. Sometimes if your helmet's like last year, I think I had, I don't know, I don't want to be wrong, but oh well. I had like three different helmet shells because like my helmet's just crack or
and they're all custom made for y'all to your head and everything.
Yeah, like the padding inside the helmet was custom. The shells, you know,
that's all about a custom helmet.
What's a custom helmet cost? You think you can sneak one out of
there? Did they have to make a mold of your head?
Yeah, like
you dunk your head in those big blue silly putty up and stuff.
It's all dripping.
Yeah, I know technology's crazy now. Yeah. So it's like I got my helmet size scanned when I was in college, and you know, you put this little, you know, like a little ski mask thing on, like compression ski mask, and they got little colors on it, and they scan it, and then they turn into a helmet.
Really?
That's awesome. Wow. I want one.
Go to a pull up real quick while we're talking. Do a Tosh.0 man makes NFL test helmet. Google that.
Oh, God.
It was just on, too. And this guy, you know, he lives at home with his mom, and you feel bad for him, and he's clearly an idiot. But he made this thing where it's like a big bird cage, like that was in Jurassic Park. And the thing's like, I don't know, 6 or 8 feet wide. And he's hitting this kid. And there it is. That's
oh my
it.
God.
You think we'll ever get to that point? Click on that one. That's it right there. And he hits, he puts some kid in it, and he and he hits him with a baseball bat. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. See, that would be a way to, he's trying to transfer all the energy away from the head, but he looks like he's in one of those things from Jurassic Park where they kept the dinosaurs in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just covers his whole body.
To shoulder pads.
Uh-huh. And Daniel Tosh is talking to him. He's like, you follow sports? What's your favorite team? He said, I like the Seagulls.
The Seagulls.
And he didn't correct him. He said, the Seagulls. The Seagulls.
Oh, my God.
That's one of my favorite shows, too. So you don't watch any, you don't have any, TV shows that you can't get enough of?
He's a gamer.
I watch anime. I watch anime a lot.
I never got into that.
Yeah, at first.
Is that a sexual thing or no?
Nah.
Tim, we talked about that. Wait, that's a podcast.
Talked about that thing, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did.
There's a lot of beating off going off the anime. Not saying I'm not, you know, he doesn't do that. But I'm just saying anime, you know, is a new technology that we haven't quite understood yet. Anime. Google that when 12 o'clock tonight. Just Google. Just anime, and then, you know, put in a dirty word, and you'll get some interesting
results. Well,
results.
Just see what comes up as the suggestions. That'll tell you what's trending.
Oh, yeah, right. Just type in from Google anime. The first five things are going to be filthy as shit. Gangbang anime. You know, because it's not real people. They do terrible things to those cartoon characters. Oh. So what's the anime that you like?
There's a couple different animes I watched. Anime called Naruto. Came out when I was a kid, and they just kept it going all the way until, you know, now, you know, still make episodes.
Does anime, like the Resident Evil movies that look kind of cool, is that called anime or no?
Anime,
like, it's like Resident
this.
Evil, but you can tell it looks real, but it's not real, it's fake.
From back in our day, like Speed Racer would be considered pretty much a form of anime.
Yeah, that's true.
And like I used to watch this old Japanese cartoon called Star Blazers, which is kind of the same. Like the Gundam type stuff too it's a different form of it.
But most of it's Asian though stuff, right?
See, look, Naruto, yeah. Right there. That's like one of the most popular ones.
That's anime. What you watch?
Naruto.
Yeah. Uh huh. Maybe I watch a couple episodes. I ain't got shit to watch, man. I got nothing. After Game of Thrones went off, I went to a deep spiral.
I'm watching it again. I started watching it again.
Well, I watch it again, sucks. But I know it's going to happen.
I know.
I feel like the thing that makes anime so like, because at first I was like, I'm not watching this cartoon. I'm a grown man. And then my brother was watching, bro. So I watched it. And I feel like the thing that makes anime, like why are so many people that watch it? It's because.
Oh, it's super popular.
Yeah. I mean, like you watch like a show, right? Man, it's human beings. And you like. And you look at him like, this is weird. You know what I'm saying? People, this is weird. But it's the cartoon can do whatever it wants. And you're not going to look at cartoon like, this is weird.
Right.
Like, this
that's
is
not realistic.
This is a cartoon.
Next, I have to watch it.
Next game, you should get on, football game, when you go run out on the field, you should do the Naruto run.
I feel like some people have done that.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially how popular it is. I don't know what a Naruto run is, but I'm sure it's been...
It's running there. Running with your arms back like that?
Oh, yeah. With your arms behind your back.
If you do that, I'm going to be cracking up. I'm just letting you know.
So are y'all scared to go out after games in New Orleans?
Me personally, I haven't been out in just one time since
Smart.
I've been there. Because I don't like leaving. You know what I'm saying? I like my house. You know, I like... I like my homebody. I like being inside.
We are too. Me too. I don't like people that much.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't like being you know, 50,000 of them that want to attack you and
introvert.
Put you on your shoulder, you know, on their shoulders and lift you up. It's probably a bunch of chicks trying to grab at you. You know?
If I can't open carry or conceal carry somewhere, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm. I was really uncomfortable with Halloween. I didn't know that, or this is the first year we brought my daughter, you know, because she knows what's going on, kind of, and she likes skeletons and shit like that. She's probably going to be a serial killer when she grows up. She loves the, you know, the big scary stuff. That's all she wants. Stuff with eyes that spin and the
jump out
crazy
at
shit
you.
Like that.
Oh, she loves that.
There was a ton of people out there.
I should have done that to them kids knocking on my door last night when I had all my lights out.
I was really uncomfortable.
Why are you still
though.
Knocking?
There was a lot of people in the little neighborhood we went to. There's a spot in our neighborhood that, like, it's packed. It looks like Mardi Gras.
That's
I was
how it
super,
is
super uncomfortable around all those people.
Yeah, they'll block off the street. It's like a mile long.
Uh-huh.
They block it off, and every house there, it's like a big street party.
I want to see how many people dressed up as Squid Game characters. That's what I wanted to say.
Love that show too.
You do?
Oh yeah.
I like every Squid time I walk Game. In, the kids are watching, and I sit there and watch it. I'm like, shit,
well,
why am I watching
watch the
this?
Whole thing. It's the Ugh. Only thing that I'd watch that isn't in English that I got into. Uh huh. It's pretty good. If you make it past the first episode or two, you
keep going.
It's pretty good. Uh huh. The ending kind of sucks, but everything else. Game of Thrones? Never watched Game of Thrones?
Oh, you got to.
No.
You got to.
Don't get on that shit.
Yes.
Get on it.
I have never watched
it. Get on it.
That's why you don't have, you can't talk about this.
Yeah, that's.
Game of Thrones.
He already said he don't waste his time on television.
No,
that's
but that.
That's not wasting your time. That's valuable.
That's one of the things I was like, I'm probably never going to watch this. It's like, I feel like I was too late.
No.
No,
Netflix.
You're not too late.
Just get on there. Hulu, Netflix, whatever.
They're bad influences.
No, we're good.
It's great. It's great. It's great. And it's not a chick flick, too. I'm not a normal chick. I love shit that's like...
There's a lot of dick in there, though. They got a lot of dick in that Game of Thrones.
They got tits and ass and girls, too.
Well, yeah, that's so. That puts asses in the seats. There's a lot of swinging,
they
knocking balls.
Yeah, we need that, too.
I don't know. A little too much. I could do a little less with the cock and balls. But anyway, other than that, good show. I have to watch this. I have to take your recommendation. What's that on Netflix?
Naruto? Yeah, it's on Netflix, Hulu, and
lots of seasons. I could binge it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's gonna take you a while. Oh. It's like.
Looks like it's on YouTube also.
It's like what is it like 800 episodes. I watched all
800 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, those poor Asians that are drawing that. Jesus Christ. 800 episodes?
Yeah.
How long's it been on for? 2 years. 2 years.
Since I was
making 50 episodes an hour.
I think I first watched it when it first came out in like 2005, I think.
Okay, so
when I was a kid.
They got 800 stories?
Yeah.
I mean, look at South Park. How many episodes they have?
I love South Park.
Look at Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy too.
I love South Park.
They can
the
get away
Simpsons.
With some shit on
Look
South
at the Simpsons.
Park.
Simpsons been on forever.
I wonder how South Park gets away with all the shit they do. I guess they've been
because they're on Comedy Central.
No. I think they've just been on so long that they get
it's
my
okay.
Pass.
Yeah. All right. Here you
like,
go.
Like some of the shit, you're like, oh god.
I mean, they've been sued quite a few times, I'm sure, but
they get. Oh man, they get away with it though. God bless them. What you have any other? Things that people would be surprised that you're into? Cars? You like cars?
Yeah, I like cars.
What kind of car you drive? What's your one car? Like if you had to...
My dream car. My dream car is probably... I can't fit in it, so it doesn't matter. So it's a Lamborghini. It's been my dream car since I was a kid, right? But I can't fit Lamborghinis. I'll never get one. But it's a car I always wish... You know, I always wanted to have, but I'll never ever have a Lamborghini because I can't fit.
So, being in the NFL, and yeah, I mean, being in that elite group or that small group actually of that, you know, it was only 32 teams or something like that.
Yeah.
When you first got in and you started getting those paychecks, what was the first big thing that you were like, "Man, I'm buying this"?
You know, I get asked that question a lot.
Really?
bought nothing.
Like a lot of people, that's like
smart.
Say, nothing. Oh, I love that.
Pay
my mom's house off, or you know, do stuff like that. Nothing.
That's
good.
I say my biggest purchase. I bought a gaming computer.
Oh my god, you gotta buy something. So
do you come from like no money?
We are about to build you a gun that you're gonna say that was my first big purchase. Uh-huh. We got you.
It's so many. It's like, I don't know. I never.
I mean, did you come from like low income poverty?
I grew up not having none. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know how to live like that.
No, stay that way. Stay that way.
Yeah, definitely.
You
know, definitely.
So I like the way I'm living. I mean, I think I spend majority of my money on like DoorDash.
What's your favorite food?
Man, the safe route is always Chipotle for me. But you know, I've started to expand a little bit.
You know who else loves Chipotle? Everybody else that plays for the Saints. I used to see Jimmy Graham at Chipotle like every time I went to Chipotle. It fucks up your underwear. What are you doing going to Chipotle?
It does not. No, it does. What's wrong with y'all's guts?
I've never seen that much blood in the toilet ever.
Oh my god.
Chipotle.
You're not supposed to eat a whole jar.
I swear to God,
Jalapenos.
I went to Chipotle 3 times with Chelsea. All 3 times Jimmy Graham was walking out of there. I'm like, hey, see you at the store later.
You go to any restaurants downtown at all? I'm not asking you to give a free plug to anybody. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think. There's so many restaurants that we go to, and I can't remember the names. Like, if it's somewhere, I'm like, all right, what's that one restaurant we went to?
Did you get into any food that you know, like, couldn't afford back in the day? Like, do you love sushi now?
The one thing that I ate that I didn't even know was a thing, because, like, I'm not really into it. I'm not really into steak. I had a Wagyu steak before.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I know what that is.
So what's this? You know what I'm saying?
It was
expensive, though. So I only had like twice. Expensive. So I was like, yeah, I'm cool off.
Yeah, because
Wagyu.
The process, like those cows, they're like treated like kings and it's all like done a specific way.
They can only eat something specific.
Yeah,
and
they groom them, you know, just to be steak for you to eat. I mean, it is crazy.
They got some very expensive steaks that they don't technically cook. They age in like a real light smoke. Click on that one. That looks like it's like a old person's liver. So they cut the outside off, and the inside is supposed to be crazy good, but it's like $200 an ounce or something like that.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's Wagyu beef. There you go.
Mm-hmm. I've never eaten that.
Yeah, anything I'm going to shit out, I'm not going to spend too much on. I could spend some money on steak. Yeah, steak's good. Chelsea likes some steak, too.
It's got to be rare.
Mm-hmm. Rare, medium.
Rare. Yeah, I learned how to eat steak in college.
Burnt.
You know, I said, I didn't grow up eating steak. We didn't go to steakhouses.
Right.
I get to Michigan. You know, we're getting steaks before every game. They got a guy on the grill making the steaks. And I don't know what the different type of ways to get it cooked. So I know all I heard ever when my life was well done. So I was like,
that's a safe answer.
No.
So my first 2 years, I'm like, I'm getting a well done steak. And then I always look at people that got like, you know, medium rare. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with you? Why are you eating steak like that? And they're like, hey, look.
Try it.
You need to stop eating your steak like this. And my teammates started looking at me like, hey, bro, stop. You're wasting your time, bro. Like, just stop eating your steak like that.
Boot leather.
Just go get some. They said, next time we get a steak, go get a medium steak. I said, it's just going to be right there in the middle. Just get a medium steak. And I had it, and I was like, oh, so this is what a steak tastes like.
That's right.
This is what a steak tastes like.
Much more flavor.
Yeah, when we go get steak, it's like literally they sear it, put it on a plate, and bring it out. And it's absolutely.
Have you tried rare?
I've tried medium rare. When I had my first try Wagyu, well, every time I've had it, it's been medium rare. And I'm not gonna lie, medium rare freaks me out, but they told me, like, hey, it's the best way to eat this kind of steak.
Wagyu, too, with the marbling and all, you know, that adds so much flavor to it, too. So,
God, I need a steak now. I ate 3 or 4 Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, you did.
I should have picked a better. Wearing a skin tight cashmere.
Cashmere.
All right, I know you got to get out of here. We're going to wrap it up soon. You got anything before I ask my series of short answer questions that we do?
No, let's hear these short answer questions.
These are the rapid fire questions.
I've been asking. Yeah. I've been all asking. Right. I visit with him all the time, so I kind of, you know.
Oh. Do you have any kids?
Nah.
God, you're smart. Doing it right, son.
I like this. Doesn't spend his money. No kids.
No wife.
Lives
smart.
Lives, you know, it's fun introvertedly.
When you're not spending your money, you should buy some stocks, because it's almost like you're gambling every day. It gets you kind of hooked. You should do that.
No.
I'm on a big stock kick.
I'm not.
He likes his money.
No, and then we're sitting here looking at our stocks all day, ignoring the customers, like, damn, I should have sold it this morning.
Today was a good day. Everything was up 5-6% today.
But it's true. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's
kind of like a video game.
All right. Short answers.
All right.
First thing that comes to your head. If you could only have dinner with one person from history, dead or alive, who would it be?
One person to have dinner with, dead or alive? Yeah. One person to have dinner with. Oh, damn, what's his name?
The one person you'd have dinner with, you don't know who it is?
He sees his face.
I know him for, John Witherspoon. You ever saw Friday?
Who? Oh, yeah. John Witherspoon,
right? Pops from Friday.
God, light a candle in here.
We just talked about Friday, the last podcast.
That was a good,
we all watched that.
That was a good both movie. Movies.
First of the month, the rent is due.
I love Friday. The second Friday was in bad. Even the Christmas one wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
What's the?
He passed away kind of unexpectedly, too.
Yeah. All the good ones do. Too early. All right, desert island, plane goes down. What's the one thing you wish that you or that you brought with you? Desert island.
One thing that I have with me?
Remember, there's no Wi-Fi on
there's
that
island.
There's
no Wi-Fi, yeah. Yeah. Dang, plane crash, desert island, me by myself. I mean, one thing I brought with me, I mean... I ain't got no electricity, huh?
No.
Dang.
He wouldn't do well.
I was born in 99, had electricity my whole life.
I like that.
Damn, what would I do if I let...
I'd probably bring her just one roll of toilet paper, and when it's over, I'd jump into the fucking lake and kill myself.
Yeah,
once I have to wipe my ass with something hard, that's it.
I bring a yo-yo.
That's not a bad...
Yeah.
I've had a lot of good times with a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Yo-yo is good stuff. I forgot about a yo-yo.
I used to do a professional one.
I fucking
love
yo-yo.
I loved it, too.
I bring a yo-yo.
What's the last major issue that you've changed your mind on?
What you mean?
Anything. Any major, anything
you
that you
consider... You thought one thing, and then...
a big deal that you've changed your mind on?
Big deal, huh?
Something that you thought was you were pretty dialed into, and just out of left field you said, you know, I think I've been wrong this whole time. Big issue you've changed your mind on.
Big issue I changed my mind on.
Give him an example yours.
Give me an example.
Yours is good.
Not continuing to play Madden when that phone call came.
Well, I've got a bunch. I'm always changing my mind on shit.
Yeah.
I never know what's going on.
A satellite phone.
Oh, satellite phone, you dirty bastard. That's the cheat code to the desert island.
Yeah,
that's fucking satellite phone. No, I change my mind on about stuff all the time. I'm constantly changing my mind, which is what I love about partially doing this podcast and talking to people. Anything?
The
moon landing conspiracy was one of the big ones that I've changed
like
my mind.
Like that? Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to
flat
be like
Earth.
That.
It could be anything.
Oh, yeah, stuff
could be
like
anything.
That.
I was
like
balls
that,
deep
right?
into the mines. Fuck those goddamn mines. I bought more freeze-dried shit. You were probably too young for the mine count. 2012. My fucking whole house was full of canned beans.
He's still
and shit.
Finding shit.
And on,
later.
And on December 22nd, I felt like such an asshole. Bought all this fucking rice. I've been making jambalaya for 2 years. My wife
My daughter was petrified. Her birthday is on the 21st.
Yeah. The Mayan calendar ended in 2012, and everybody thought that the fucking world was going to end. You were 13, so you probably didn't give a shit too much.
So we were thinking that the year you were born, right? 1999?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were going through some shit then.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the year 2000.
That was. I heard about that.
Yeah.
That one didn't get me, though.
That's what people on my team were telling me about. They were talking about it. Like, you don't know what that is, dude. Like, nah, bro. Nah.
Oh, it was bad.
It
was
bad.
It was stressful.
But then they started coming out with stupid shit, too. Like, oh, this is a surge protector, Y2K compliant. You know, stupid stuff. They capitalized on it.
Yeah, that one didn't get me. The mines, though, they got me. The moon landing, I think, was the one that I changed my mind on. Because I'm just way too dumb to understand any of it.
Yeah, I don't think there's none that, I wouldn't say changed my mind completely, but there's stuff now that I'm older, I'm like, I question. Like, what's the theory on electricity? Was it the kite? In the key or something like that?
He just proved, I mean, he didn't discover electricity. He just proved conduction is pretty much what he did.
Oh, well, I must have been wrong this whole time because I've lived my life thinking that Thomas Edison found electricity with the kite and the key. And
apparently, he didn't invent the light bulb either. He stole the design from somebody else.
Yeah, because they didn't patent it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, Bob. Like, the moon lander, like, I'm like, I think they did it.
I do too.
A part of me is like,
I used to really not think that they did it because there is a lot of stuff that goes that proves that they lied about a bunch of stuff. They released a bunch of pictures and some video, mostly photos of stuff that is now proven was like test runs that they just blacked out the background, but that doesn't prove that they didn't go to the moon.
Well, I think they did it. I just think they had a backup plan if they didn't make it, or they aborted or something like that.
But then you look at some of the videos.
We had to beat the Russians. Or, I mean, you know, like we had to do something.
The people that, the videos that they show you don't look right either. Like, people are looking like they're getting yanked back up on stuff.
Yeah.
But does that mean that we didn't go to the moon? No, it just means that people may have faked some of the shit about going to the moon.
About the time period of when we went.
And there's a, I can't remember her name, but I remember as a kid growing up, we would learn about this lady. She was blind, deaf. I think it's Keller, I think.
Helen Keller.
Yeah, so as a kid, you know what I'm saying? She was, I think she was blind, deaf. I don't know all the details, I don't want to be wrong, but I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, older, I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying she didn't do it, but I'm like, it's pretty difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's kind of tough to do.
If you can't see or hear, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So that's one thing that made me think, like, so how did she do that? You know what I'm saying? For me, it was like, how you do that?
Every time someone would try to get your attention, I'd be fucking terrible.
I have a dog like that right now. Just sits in a room and just...
See, and I hated history. I hated history because I felt like whatever happened in the past didn't freaking matter. We're trying to figure out what's going on now and in the future. That's why I failed it.
Are you scared about the future at all?
Like, what's going to happen in the world? Not really.
He's a gamer and he's an NFL player. He don't care. He don't give a shit.
But like I see the way things change because, you know, I've been on social media since I was that's where we started when I was a kid. So been on social media, I'm seeing how things change, like how, you know, just so many things, even playing Call of Duty, you know what I'm saying, even the stuff we used to say, you know what I'm saying, is now it's like, oh, everything's changing.
Gotta
the way
watch
people
what you say,
I'm like damn, I wonder what's gonna be like, you know what I'm saying, like a couple years from now, like down the road, like what's it gonna be like. That's probably one thing.
Are you hoping that the pendulum swings back the other way?
Because I feel
like there's a lot of hate that doesn't really exist, but I might be wrong.
Because the media.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
That's what I think. I'll go on like the media and I'll see something. Right? I'm like, it's not really like, because I see stuff that like people are getting in trouble for. I'm like, dang, we used to say that stuff as a kid all
right.
the time.
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, dang, what's going on? So I'm like, damn, I guess you got to be killed. Especially with me too, being... Who I am, I'm like, I can't. I'm like, nope. Yeah. I won't say nothing. But on Call of Duty, kids don't know who I am.
Custom, that's right.
I custom kids out all day.
That's right.
Who I am.
Oh, they love it.
Well, that's one of the things with Twitter is the anonymity of not knowing anything. That's why I don't have Twitter. I don't like any of that stuff.
Well, see, I don't agree with the whole, you know, like going back to somebody's childhood and they did something as a kid. Maybe they grew up that way. Maybe that's all they knew. And they hammer people for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how did he know he's 8? You know?
That's a crazy question. I'm like, man, I don't know what I got in trouble for as a kid, but I hope they don't go find that out. Man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who knows what
I did. Well, even like you said with y'all grew up and there was social media. So y'all have proof of stuff. We don't have that.
Yeah.
We love it. We don't have all that.
Any Facebook. Thank God. Or anything like that.
Yeah, unless somebody's got an actual photo, you know.
A Polaroid.
Right. Yeah.
That they shook.
I like taking those.
That's the thing with us though. Like being athletes, like we're being watched. Like
constantly.
Every time I went.
When you have so many people that look up to you, or maybe you're their best. I'm your biggest fan. You know that kind of stuff.
Like, I remember one time last year I was a rookie. I forgot the name of the donut shop. Right. I can't remember. So, but I went to the donut shop, got donuts. Cause I was a rookie, I had to get donuts for everybody. Oh, breakfast. And I forgot to get breakfast sandwiches because I just forgot. So I was like, man, it's a donut shop right here. I'm gonna go to this donut shop. Grab like 4 dozen donuts, they'll be happy. So I grab the donuts, come back, they're pissed because they didn't want donuts.
4 dozen. So damn it, rookie.
So I'm like, damn, I messed that up. But I'm in there, you know, day goes on, and our trainers are like, hey, Caesar, did you go to this donut shop? Like, yeah, how'd you know? Like, how'd you know? He's like, look. He took a picture of me on security camera, and they were like,
people are so weird.
Being I know, like, I'm like, it was so funny.
So you're
though.
All
like,
over social media for going like, to the donut shop?
I was like, it's so funny, though, because I'm like, wow, like, I didn't think they had a clue who I was. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you did. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right. So now when I go around places, I'm like, all right.
People, you got to watch.
People have an idea who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I don't act out anyway, but I'm like, all right, I got an idea now.
Watch
like,
everything you do and say. Sucks.
Well, you know, for the podcast and all, you know, it's a different story, but we don't do that kind of shit here. We don't, like, take pictures of people.
And he knows that. Here. Just coming here, you know, we protect you more than anything.
Like, hey, look who came in today. You know, we don't do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
He knows he's protected, and not that you need protecting, but I'm just saying, you know, when you're here, we do try to keep you private.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to feel like you can come and shoot without being bothered, you know, so...
Have you ever thought about what it's like playing in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. That's I never.
Does it scare you at all?
Nah, it don't scare me.
That's goal.
What I want to do. That's my goal. You know, so I never.
But I mean, that's something that almost everybody watches. Yeah.
That's
and these big ass fucking sausage fingers of his. He's got a big old ring. You have to get on.
Yeah, like for me, I don't really care who's. Watching, you know what I'm saying? This moment is, you know, for my team. You know, we need to try to shoot, but you know what I'm saying? I don't really care who's watching. No, I don't care about how many people watching. You know, I don't see the people at home.
Right.
For me, it's just a camera in front of me.
Because you're
an
in-the-moment kind of person.
Yeah. Like, that was my main goal, like, coming to – I didn't go to the playoffs in college. Didn't win. Never won a bowl game. I didn't win nothing. High school, I went to a boarding school. We were a private school, so there was no state championship. Little
there was
league.
No state championship.
Man, and still got drafted.
You were deprived.
So I never played in no type of playoff. I played in playoffs in high school. Mm-hmm. Didn't go to state championship. So, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I never really won anything.
Right,
so I'm
right.
Yo, this is my last stop as a player. You know what I'm saying? As
I mean,
player,
I think just getting to the NFL, you won something.
Yeah. Like I was like, all right, I'm here now. Now I gotta help whatever team I'm on. Now I'm here. I gotta help this team win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That was just my thing. I
drive
wanted,
that machine all the way.
That's
so
awesome.
I just win the Super Bowl.
What's it like when you go into that locker room knowing that you just beat one of the best teams in the NFL without your starting quarterback?
It's just like really like, I mean, that's not something you really think about.
That's not something you think about?
The hell no, it's not. Like,
I get that like, fucking tattooed on my forehead just like, in case I got hit by
eyebrows.
A truck the next day. It's a, I beat Tom Brady. Suck a fat one.
Yeah, I mean, like, cause I know, like, for the fans, like, yeah, we just, you know, we did. We was like, all right, babe, we did. On to the next one.
Well, y'all went there and you did a job.
Next.
And now you're moving on.
Yeah, next. I mean, we got to see him again. So it's like, hey, let's do the same thing again.
That's
and
right.
Then, you know what I'm saying? Next, after that.
Yeah, and you don't want to talk shit. And then the next time they cripple you.
Do you ever wish that you played defensive line?
I did play defensive line in high school. That was my first thing, that defensive line. So that's how I went in high school. I played defensive line and offensive line. I love defense so much. I hate it. I mean, I like playing center because, I mean, I was the only person that did it. I've been doing this since I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So in high school, I'm playing defense. I love defense. I was getting recruited at defense at first. I got, like, an offer at defense from Temple. And my coach was like, hey, look, I'll never forget it. He said, we want you to I was playing. I switched from center to left tackle my freshman year. And he was like, yo, you're not about to be no left tackle. So I want you to play center. And when you play center, I promise you, you'll be the number one center in the country, and it's going to change your life forever. So I was like, all right.
Let's do it.
I mean, whatever, bro. I was like, I don't care. I just want to play, bro. I was still, my mind like, as long as I get to play defense, they're like, hey, you're not playing defense no more either. So you only going to play center. So I'm playing center. My sophomore year goes by. Next thing you know, I'm getting calls from Alabama, LSU.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa. Yo, me? They want me to come play center? And then it's just like, and he, everything he said was right. You'll end up being the best center. He'll end up being ranked the number one center in the country in high school. I was. He said, you'll end up being the best center in college coming out. I was. So I was like, damn. Maybe you knew something.
That's something. Good.
That's crazy, though, too, to think that they track all that shit all the way back to high school, you know?
But the great thing is, when you have somebody like that and is telling you that, and you're so receptive to it, and it worked, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. It is nice to crack a head every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a little bit excited when the guy in front of you, you get a little ball tip and a little interception, and he's got his ribs exposed?
If I'm chasing down
eating two of those fillets.
We know what Devin would do.
And you're jacked to the gills.
When I'm chasing the ball down, somebody catch an interception to pick up a fumble or something. My first thought is,
let me kill this motherfucker.
My first thought is like, let me look around and make sure nobody's about to
hurt block you.
I'm like, all right.
That's good. He's protecting himself.
I'm running as I'm looking. I'm like, all right, I'm good. All right, let's go.
That's awesome.
That's my thought process.
What's the best thing? What would be the highlight of your career that if somebody took a picture of one moment of your illustrious career, you play for 15 years, and there's one moment, what would the best moment be?
Holding a Super Bowl trophy.
I would think the best moment would be picking up a fumble and scoring.
Oh, like that. Oh, yeah. So,
but it's a picture of whatever.
Me doing something in the game.
Holding a Super Bowl trophy is a good answer. Holding a Super Bowl trophy is a good
answer. That's the ultimate answer.
But if you want something better than a Super Bowl trophy, me, like, diving for a touchdown. Like, I picked up a fumble, and I'm, like, diving for a touchdown.
Because it happens.
You know what I'm saying? But Super Bowl is number one, of course, by far. But a dope picture would be me holding Super Bowl. Actually, me in a Super Bowl game.
Making
diving
a touchdown. Yep.
For a touchdown.
I love it.
And then holding Super Bowl trophy.
I'll be rooting.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be like, that was it. That's what he said. That's what he wanted. There it is. That's
after every major hurricane, we have a tendency to get the ring.
I heard that. Last time we went Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, Katrina, man, we got the first one ever the year after Katrina. Well, the year after Katrina, right? Wasn't it the year after Katrina? Yeah. So you got this year, next year?
A few years after.
You got a good chance of getting back in there. If the weather plays anything to do with this thing that we call life. Anything else?
No, he's awesome.
I'm so glad Mark Ingram's back too.
You believe in ghosts?
Have a really good team.
What, Paul?
You believe in ghosts? Aliens?
Aliens? Do I believe there's something? Do I believe there's something else that's more than? I think like on another planet, it might be like, I think it's like it might be like another bug or something like that. It's not. I just know where I can believe it's just here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it might be something else somewhere. You know?
We talk about that all the time.
You know what I'm saying? It might be something else somewhere. And ghosts?
Yeah, we go balls deep in ghosts and UFOs and stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know if ghosts is real, but, like, as a kid, I had a tendency, right? I think I would force myself to do it. Like, I was being chased by something. Like, as a kid, like, I turn the lights off and run. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like,
how quick you can get the key into the
door. Yeah, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get my adrenaline rushing real quick. I turn the lights off and just run upstairs, like, you know what I'm saying?
See, the ghost thing is usually my question because I feel like I'm a ghost keeper. That's how I feel because I see him all the time here in my car with me, at my house, outside. I mean, constantly, everywhere I go, I see them.
I wish whether you could draw what you're seeing.
I know. I still understand animals, what you're kids, about. People. I mean, I just see them constantly. And I just want so bad for other people to just join my club.
I'm not going to lie. I do not want to be a part of that club.
It doesn't scare me, though. Like, there's nothing evil about what I see and what I hear and feel, and you know.
Yeah.
So it's haven't just met the right ghost.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've come across some that growled at me before, but I took care of that. Fuck that.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's for real. I'm
1,000% for real.
Oh, now that's terrifying.
Never seen a UFO, nothing like that?
No, I don't think that stuff.
You ever watch any of those on sci-fi? Every now and then they get one that'll get me that I think people are telling the truth.
No, I think they're all lies.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, UFO. I think that's all fake.
See, there's a part of me too that people are full of shit.
I just think we're not it. I don't think we're the only project that happened.
Like I feel like as far as like you know how the way we live, like humans, you know, the way we are, I don't think there's like other things like us out there. But I think this. You know, it might be a little weird. Like I said, a little bug or some a little kind different of other organism. Yeah, I think it's something. It might be. I don't know.
Watch Men in Black. Open the little locker.
Yeah, but like them movies don't help because it's like this is so fake.
Right.
This is so fake. But I'm like the stuff I'm picturing. I'm like, it might be. Who knows? It might be a roach over there. It might be a Louisiana
that's
roach.
Right. One of the flying Louisiana roaches
that I think would make UFOs come here. Is because we're so
stupid,
insane. We're fucking nuclear bombing each other. We're killing everybody. We're creating computers that go in your fucking pocket that you can talk to somebody across the world. Everybody's got nuclear warheads.
Vaccinations
now.
That are making little things in your body.
You know, we're constantly we got cars that drive themselves. Yet we're still. Trying to, half the country's blowing up, half the other, you know, everybody wants to kill everybody, it seems like, which isn't necessarily true, I don't think. But on other parts of the world, it is. We got nuclear weapons. We're sending satellites into space. We're launching Teslas at Mars. So I think if there was something out there, they would definitely want to come to this shit
like,
show.
What in the fuck?
Uh-huh. Like, these people are
we're
not,
entertainment.
These people are not ready yet.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're just parking out there to watch us and laugh.
They're way not ready yet. Oh, I don't know. I'm also very... Because
any, if there were any ships or aliens that would come here, I mean, they've already surpassed traveling
so
interstellar.
Far.
They're so much smarter and have so much more resources, whatever.
We're just entertainment.
We're nothing. I mean, they could wipe us out like that. They've already advanced... A million times past us.
The Tijuana, who said that? It was a podcast. The Tijuana of the outer space is our world. Whenever you want to get drunk and
God,
see
so we're a joke.
A donkey bang some lady, you gotta, you know. You
don't go to those places.
Go to Earth.
You go to Earth. That's where you see the wild shit. We haven't perfected anything yet.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, look, Caesar, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, it's been fun.
We're huge Saints fans. Awesome. I'm super jacked I'm really happy that y'all won last night on Halloween, too. It made it a lot better. There was fireworks going off. I think that the city is a much better place to be when y'all are playing as a team, and even if you don't win, you know, I think
even when they're home though, you just feel a difference in the whole city.
I think it's a better city to be in with y'all in it, and I'm happy that you came down, and you seem like a really nice guy.
He is. He's super cool.
It was very nice to meet you, and I hope to see a lot more of you.
I appreciate being here, man. That's my first podcast. I'll watch them all the time. Like, I won't be on the podcast.
Yeah,
I can't wait to be on the podcast.
What'd you think?
Good. It's awesome, man. It's dope. I might start my own podcast.
There you go.
I love
it's
listening to podcasts, especially crazy, stupid, wild podcasts.
Make one where you can talk shit to all them kids that are fucking with you on Call of Duty.
No, that's even bigger than podcasts, is videoing yourself, which I don't
playing
really
video
understand.
Games. Yeah. Kids watch them all day.
Like, oh, my son watches these guys playing videos, and they're just talking about them playing. And I'm like, What? He's like, Ma, they make money doing this. I'm like, what?
Do you understand that before yeah,
that's,
we
that's,
end?
No, that's what I used to do that. I mean, I don't do it during the season, but I do it in off season all the time.
Right.
What?
The streaming.
Why? Yeah.
It's just.
But what are people watching it for?
I mean, it's like watching, you know how everybody likes to watch football, sports? It's literally like watching that, except it's just so active. Because it's like, the people that do it, either it's a really good personality that people just want to hear them say stuff, funny stuff, you know what I'm saying? But they also enjoy watching the game. Or somebody that's crazy good at the game, and it's like, I just want to watch him, like,
well, how he does it, and this,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to watch him do
it. That's a good way to explain it, because I didn't understand any of that, because it always pops up in the feed every now and then.
Oh, they have whole channels dedicated to it.
80 million people views watch this guy,
absolutely,
you know, play World of Warcraft or whatever.
There's literally live streaming television channels where you can just watch
people
play video games.
That's something I would never imagine that would be so popular.
It is.
Anyway, good luck. Let us build you something badass next.
I think
I could build you something a lot more badass.
No.
That's pretty.
Pick a gun from Call of Duty.
Let us do our thing.
Send you the craziest badass looking gun from Call of Duty, and
to send us a picture. Of it.
Yes, definitely.
Get it done. You know, you can buy a machine gun, a full auto machine gun. How many people realize that?
I don't even want to handle none like that. I ain't
Silencer, suppressor, not interested.
We talked about that earlier.
If y'all got it in here, I'd have fun. Which y'all got
God,
in here.
Great.
I'm like, no, I don't.
We'll take you to the special.
Yeah, well.
Safe.
The special safe.
There's a special safe.
Oh,
there's
a special safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't bring a black light in there. You'll see. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
on Wednesday nights, that safe is
oh, my God. That's not true.
It's not true. All right, again, Caesar, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks.
Really appreciate it. Appreciate you being a part of the home team, and super nice guy, by the way, too.
And thanks for being a part of us. Like, you come in, you chill. We love it. We love showing you different things and shooting with you, and it's fun.
And I'm glad I bought this, by the way. It's super fucking comfortable.
It is. It's really soft.
Yeah, it is. That's cashmere. Let me touch him. I got a lot of video of you reaching over here.
It was really good meeting you, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys, Two Shots in Podcast. Remember to subscribe and to send us an email. We still got a few spots open for the giveaway for the email,
I think.
Yeah,
hopefully soon.
And we passed 300, so the next time you'll see us, we'll be giving away that gun. We didn't do it tonight. We didn't have enough time. But the next video we release after this one will be the gun giveaway. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Later.